Don't worry, guys. We always keep it PG on this podcast. We're keeping it family friendly here.
Please don't cancel us.
Nice. Friday night. I think we kissed, but I forgot.
I think you said that wrong. I think you sang that very, very wrong.
No?
I think it goes, last Friday night, yeah, we danced on tabletops. Think we kissed, but I forgot. Last Friday night.
Do it all again. Do it all again. Last Friday night. Yeah, that's about it. So, hello and welcome to the Making Waves Podcast, Season 3, Episode 17.
Holy shit. Season 3, Episode 17. It has a good ring to it, I reckon.
That means we've made it past two
episode
months.
Episode 1-7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That means we've done two episodes a week for the past 8 weeks.
Mm. What was your favorite number growing up as a kid?
My favorite number growing up as a kid?
I had a favorite number as well.
See, mine used to be my birthday because it was just like, you know.
17th.
Fuck, dude.
17.
Oh, 17th. Yeah. But like now, as we get more and more older, you know, as I become more wiser and older, you know.
Yeah, as you gain that wisdom.
Gain that wisdom of being an old man.
Yeah.
I've been starting to get around the number 12.
12?
Yeah.
Why? Because it's like, 12 is like half of the amount of hours in a day or some shit.
I don't know. It's just a good number.
I feel like 12 is a very round number.
12 is like you use that number a lot.
You know what's even an even rounder number?
What?
16.
I don't know why,
but maybe it's because of our swimming mind, you know, because
16,
you know, 16 is
50,
just,
16.
It just fits, you know?
Yeah, I do.
Whereas like my favorite number.
Yeah, but so does 12, lad.
12?
Yeah.
Think about it. It does, but it's less.
Exactly. Yeah. Less is better.
Well, I've always liked number 7.
Number 7. Oh, so you're a stereotype.
No. I've just always liked
it. Okay.
I just like, you know, the 7 with the dash in the middle. I actually like that.
I used to do that just to be different in school. Yeah, I was like, they do that in Europe.
I somehow managed to ingrain that in my... Yeah. Writing.
Do they do that in Europe? Is that why they do it?
I think it's very much more European.
Oh, okay. Because I used to always say that. Now. People used to ask me, why do I put that dash in the middle? I'm like, they do it in Europe. I'm from there.
Yeah.
I'm from there. Guys.
And apparently that is psychopath behavior.
Oh, what? Putting a dash in the middle?
Putting a dash in the middle. Apparently you're a psychopath if you do that.
Oh.
But like, I like doing that.
I think you're a psychopath in school if you wear a jumper in summer. There's always that one kid.
Or the inverse, wearing a shirt, just a shirt, in winter.
Okay, but that was also valid because we went to a primary school and some people couldn't afford a jumper. If we're going to get into school, all right? One thing I did not understand and I absolutely hated that teachers did at school, they used to yell at kids who wore non-school jumpers to school when they couldn't afford the jumper, so they made them take it off and not wear it.
Yeah, they used to do that.
Bitch, we went to a public school. It doesn't matter
Some
what
kids
uniform you wear.
Could barely afford
their lunch.
Bro, they could barely afford
the shirt
to drive to the main road to pick up roadkill to cook it.
Yeah.
Literally. Mm-hmm. That's how poor they were. So,
and teachers were like, no, you gotta wear a school jumper. It's not that expensive. It's like $80. It's at the school uniform store. Go buy it.
But
you
not
think,
gonna
you
lie,
think
like
that kid can buy a jumper for $80?
Yeah, but then I'm talking about the kids, right, who used to just show up to school with no jumpers on all year round.
Yeah.
No matter
you know
what
they
the temperature.
That? They tried to be different.
No, but they weren't cold.
They were trying to be... No, they were.
They were not cold.
No, they were.
Trust me, there was not a single goosebump on
their
skin.
Bro, they were cold.
They weren't.
They were. I reckon they were just doing
I had a friend. He was the tallest kid in the grade. And he never wore a jumper the whole time he was at my school.
Why? Did he just think he looked shit with the jumper on?
No. It's just like, I feel like he's just built different.
I don't know. I'm struggling to believe that he wasn't
Bro,
cold.
Didn't wear a
Bro,
jumper
I'm
once.
Sometimes even cold in summer, to be honest.
Yeah, but...
I look for any excuse to wear a jumper.
Yeah, same. I love wearing a jumper. I wear a jumper in summer if I get to.
Oh, if I could, I would.
Bro, when I sleep, I can't sleep without literally bringing down the sheets in the house.
Bro, is on max speed, so much wind, it's so cold. I've been having the best sleeps of my life these past couple weeks. Yeah, I want one.
You know why? Because I want to put more doonas on me.
Yeah, dude, I've been able to put one on. Like a big one, and almost had to reach for a second one.
Yeah,
that's how cold that was. It's so good.
It's a phenomenon. Sleeping though.
With covers on.
Yeah,
is I can't sleep without them.
I can't sleep without covers on me. I don't know why.
Like if it's just a sheet, I had the worst night's sleep of my life. Oh yeah,
dude. If I sleep without covers on,
mm-hmm.
I have a shit night's sleep. Oh, that is for sure, dude. I can't go to sleep if my toes aren't covered at least.
Oh, that's not even because I'm cold. That's because I'm scared.
Yeah, I'm scared. That's like, I'm still scared of the monster under my bed. Like, I'm not even kidding.
Sometimes I just check as well. I'm going to be completely honest. Sometimes I check.
My bed faces a wall, right? If I'm facing the wall with my back
I can't.
I can't.
I got to face the door, lad.
Dude, lad, I got to face the door as well.
I got to face the door.
Dude, I can't.
My back cannot face the door.
Have you ever heard of that, like, in a relationship, right? When you're sleeping in the same bed.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, it's like ingrained in a male's mind that they sleep facing the door and closest to the door.
Oh, bro, fuck that. Dude, when we go to like a hotel, right, and we have to share a room and there's two beds and one's against the wall, far away from the door, and once close to the door, I'm gunning for the one against the wall. I'm not going to... You're first, bro. If we're sharing a room and you're on that bed, you're first. You're gone. I'm sorry. You're sacrificed.
Yeah, but you're not a female, are you?
I've got time to get out of there.
It's two male. I'm talking about female-male relationships.
Oh, I'd do the same shit.
You would?
I'd go straight towards the wall.
It's not even like... No, I feel like I'd do it, but it's not like because I want to. It's just because I just end up doing it subconsciously.
No, I'd go towards the wall.
Or have you heard of like the sidewalk rule?
Yeah, you have to go. Yeah, I'd do that.
I'm pretty sure
You have to. Okay, this is what.
No, you don't have to. But
I'll give you a tip. This is a free tip. Okay.
A free tip.
I'll give you a free tip.
What is this, Riz?
All right. So when they start walking, you're like, oh no, this side. Go on this side. I'll walk this on that side. So it's the side that the cars are on, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Closest to the road. You walk on that side.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, he's a protector. He'll protect me. He'll keep me safe.
Right. And then next minute, bro, you fucking...
Next minute, I gun for the...
next minute, intruder comes in and you push him towards the intruder.
Bro, Okay. I'm going to take you through a scenario, right?
A scenario.
I'm trying to pronounce my THs, okay?
Yeah, but it's not a TH word, is it?
Scenarios. I know, but I said through a scenario and it was...
Okay.
Okay? So... What I would do if an intruder came in here, we're in the room right now, okay? We're in my room.
Yeah.
The bed's over there. This is the podcast studio, mm-hmm. All right? If an intruder was to come in, should we do it right now or when I'm sleeping? And if there was
when you're sleeping.
If hypothetically, in a different world where there was actually a girl in my bed?
Well, hypothetically, if you actually got a girl to sleep in your bed.
If I got a girl to sleep in my bed, all right?
Yeah.
If that scenario ever was to happen.
Yeah.
She's sleeping closest to the door. Okay?
Yeah.
And if an intruder came in, this is what I would do. I'd go like, I'd quickly roll to the side of the bed, on the side hide, and then she's there. She hasn't woken up yet. And then the intruder goes for her, and I'm like, yes. This is exactly where I want to be. And then I dash out the door, lock the door, run out, onto the street. I'm gone.
Have you ever thought about the fact that you're... Door. Have you ever thought about the fact that you have two doors?
Shit, I do.
You do have two doors.
Okay, no, but this one would make so much sound if it opened.
Yeah, but then your person closest to the other door would have the quicker escape, leaving you to face the intruder.
Yeah, but be realistic.
And more likely, the intruder's bound to come through here more than through there.
Okay, but realistically, right? That's going to make a shit ton... Because this is a garage door,
and
right?
Think about the windows as well.
Yeah, but that's going to make a shit ton of noise, right? It's going to make a shit ton of noise.
Yeah.
and there's stuff leaning against it. So if they were to open the door, they'd fall and make sound. And I'm about, what, 10 meters away? No, 5 meters away from the door, from the garage door, sleeping.
Yeah.
A bit less. And from that door, I'm about 2 meters. So I have more time to run that way, if they're coming through that way, even though, you know what I mean? You know what I'm trying to say here?
Quick question, though.
Yeah?
If that door's impregnable, where are you going to go when the intruder comes in the room? Through that door.
Yeah, through that door.
Through the other door.
I'm going to hide under the bed.
Oh, you're going to hide. Until she
gets attacked.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I'm going to crawl around and sprint out the room.
Damn, that's a good strat.
It's a good strat, hey.
It's funny how we went from, school jumpers
school jumpers to this.
Quick exit strategies.
And we haven't even gotten onto schedule.
Yeah.
So let's begin, okay? And today we're going... This is usually you who does it, but we're doing heralding headlines.
Damn, okay.
And speaking of school, we're talking about kids doing stupid things. And in particular, we're even going to go deeper into that. We're going to go even more niche. Kids taking vehicles for a joyride.
Damn, there's a lot of that shit going on at the moment here in Queensland.
They do. And also the electric bikes. We've already gone into this, but that pisses me off, the electric e-bikes. Yeah.
There's a lot of Grand Theft Auto going on in
I think the wait for GTA 6 is getting into people's minds.
Yeah,
I think
they need to release the game already because
the game
people
right now
are trying to live their life out as if it's GTA.
Yeah. They've completed the GTA 5. They're like, get me out of here.
Yeah.
While I'm waiting for GTA 6, I'm going to go outside and steal good old 90-year-old Cheryl's car.
And it's not like, what's the other game? Cyberpunk was any good either.
Oh, bro. So, people were saying it was going to be such a good game.
Yeah, no.
And it never ended up being a good game.
And also, what's the other game as well? Red Dead Redemption?
You liked it,
that
though.
Got pretty old pretty quick.
I've never played it. Should I play it?
Nah.
I don't really play anymore. The only things I do play is FIFA.
Yeah.
I do like a good FIFA.
I don't like the storyline of any game where you can roam around the map.
Yeah.
Because it forces you to go to certain places and you're like, bitch, I don't want to do that.
I want to roam.
Dude, I want to roam. I want to rob a bank and then die and then do it again.
I used to grind a game called Car Simulator.
Bro, that shit was wild.
Shit was the funnest game in the world.
Yeah. You could do anything.
It was literally
you
like the smallest map ever, though.
Yeah.
But like you could do whatever the fuck you wanted. It was like, because I wasn't allowed to have a PS4 or anything. I used to only be able to play on game on mum's iPad.
Yeah.
And I used to play a driving simulator while I was at swimming carnivals. I used to love swimming carnivals back
in the
day.
Well, what about Asphalt 8?
Yeah, but it's not as free roam.
Yeah, but that shit was good.
It was good.
It gave you a really unrealistic expectation of what driving a car would actually be like.
Yeah.
Because you'd be doing like barrel rolls, side flips.
Could you imagine if there was actually a racing like that?
Bruh, there's no way cars... gravity was defied so hard in that game.
Maybe in the future.
Yeah.
And then Asphalt 9 came out and it was shit.
Yeah, Asphalt 9.
Like the only thing you could do was hit the space bar and hit the nitro.
Yeah. All right, get on with
it. All right, get on. Oh, my God, we keep getting sidetracked.
Yeah.
All right, heralding headlines. The first one is, police say a pair took a New York City subway train on a joyride and crashed it. They have arrested one teen. The pair boarded an unoccupied train parked at Brerwood Subway Station in Queens just after midnight on September 12th and somehow got it running. Police said in a news release, they crashed it into another parked train and ran. Police said it was unclear how much damage the prank caused.
Wow.
So they stole a subway.
A subway?
Yeah.
What the rap?
No. Bro. Okay. New York City underground subway.
Oh, well, they didn't steal the actual subway network. They stole the train in the subway.
Yeah.
You said they stole the whole subway, bro.
They
didn't steal the sub.
No.
Bro, they stole the train in the subway. Yeah?
They stole... No, they isn't a subway like the train?
A subway is a way, subground, where trains go through. Did you see how I made it subway? Oh. Way? A way for trains
to move.
Yeah, okay,
but they stole a train. They stole a train. Can you, man, this is going into, the biggest detail.
But this isn't Grand Theft Auto.
You know what I've noticed about you these past few days?
This is GTT.
You know what I've noticed about you these past few days? I'm going to be honest right now. You always think you're right. It's a bad trait to have.
I am right.
Well, you are right in this instance.
Yeah.
But we were what were we talking about the other
day? When was I not right?
We were talking... Well, you know, you just go into detail that doesn't need to be gone into detail. Like, people knew what I was talking about.
Yeah, but I just needed to
clarify. We don't have anyone to back me up. I just need. But I'm being serious. Like, the other day, Nila was like, oh, yeah, we're going... did you know that Spain has two cities... No, Morocco has two cities that belong to Spain, right?
So you were going to say, did you know Spain has two cities near Morocco African coast? Yes, that's what I was getting to.
You said near, though. Well, yeah. See what I mean? That's what you do to me.
What?
It doesn't matter. Keep going. Keep explaining.
I mean, you did the same thing. You do the same thing, except you're not right when you say it.
I am right.
Or you don't explain it well enough.
Yeah, I don't. That's my problem. I don't explain it well
enough. I feel like everyone does what I do. It's just, I was being a smart ass about it.
Yeah. All right, moving on. An 8-year-old girl from Ohio drove a SUV Target run.
Ohio. Well,
that's the title, Ohio. So, yeah. When in Ohio, you know? An 8-year-old girl took an SUV from her Ohio home and drove for miles to a store where she was later found unharmed. The girl, whose name was not released, and the vehicle, a 2020 Nissan Rogue, well, that explains it.
That explains.
Was reported missing around 9 a.m. Sunday, Bedford police said. The girl is too young to be charged criminally.
Well, obviously, she's 8. Bro, you know, I'm pretty sure you have to be at least 12 to have a criminal mind or something.
Yeah.
It makes you liable to go to prison. Mm-hmm. Before that age, it's your parents' responsibility.
Oh, so the parents are going to go to jail.
No, the parents aren't going to go to jail. They're just going to get probably like...
a fine.
Not a fine. They're just... They'll have to like do something. But it's the parents' fault.
Special.
What made the kid think that...
Well, that was probably a new toy that came out in Target.
Yeah.
Do you ever get those... Did you ever get that when you were young? Like, what if I just like... go do something outside.
Well, once I thought that I'd steal the car to drive somewhere when I was like 15 or 14 and I hadn't had the license yet.
Yeah.
Or when I was on my L's, I was really compulsed to just drive.
Oh, bro, on your L's, you're like, what's stopping me from using your P's and just driving off somewhere?
Well, I was just going to keep the L plates and pretend I had someone else in the car.
That's stupid.
Yeah, it is.
Realistically, well, you didn't have P plates.
But that's just the extent of what my imagination went to, you know?
Yeah.
Just make like a pillow person next to me.
Well, not going to lie. Sometimes I was like, bro, I kind of want a snack. And I can't really drive anywhere because I don't have my L's or I don't have my P's yet. So
yeah,
I can't
so you'd ride
anywhere.
10Ks on the bike. You know what
we
did?
We went like 10Ks on the bike to get a snack
just
and
to
come
get
back.
A packet of Maltesers.
Yeah, and come back.
Bro.
And then by the time you're back...
You're just like, I don't
just
feel
like I don't really
snack.
Feel like this anymore.
I feel like a bit more than a snack right now.
I just went
now.
20Ks for a fucking chocolate bar.
Yeah.
And then
well, that's just what they used to do in the good old days. Nowadays, you can just get on your electric moped.
Yeah. Now I can't even and be go, now I can't even be asked to do go in a car. You know
bro,
I mean?
You can literally cover 20Ks in like
yeah, now
barely
kids,
any time.
Now kids don't even understand what it was like. Now they can just hop onto their e-bike, right?
Yeah.
And drive to the supermarket and be back in 5 minutes.
Bro, I feel like walking's going to become obsolete soon.
No one's... I don't think I've walked since I've turned 18.
No,
I'm kidding. That's
no, that's...
Yeah.
You're capping,
that's, I'm capping. All right, let's move on.
Well, I just want to talk about this 8-year-old Ohioan kid.
Yeah.
Well,
what happens in Ohio should stay
I feel like
in Ohio.
This story is very made up because one, she's 8. All right. How can an 8-year-old drive a car?
Bro, it's Ohio.
Really well. Two, it's in
no,
Ohio.
She drove it into a letterbox.
So that has to be a joke.
She drove it into a letterbox. And it's a 2020 Nissan Rogue.
Yeah, and
so
Nissan Rogue.
Cars who were like modern pretty much drive themselves.
So you can say that that kid went rogue.
12-year-old kid takes a telehandler on a half-hour joyride, sideswiping dozens of cars.
A
telehandler.
Telehandler. What's that?
Pretty sure it's just like, you know, one of those, it's almost like a crane, but it drives.
Oh,
you know that
what?
Thing with big wheels and like a
oh.
You know,
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Forklift.
Pretty much a forklift.
Okay.
But it has massive wheels and...
Yeah, yeah.
It's not a forklift. What was it?
It's just a lift. It doesn't have a fork on it. It's got a spoon on it.
No, it's not a lift. It's not one of those things that just goes up. It's like...
It's a spoon lift.
It's like a... Kind of like a crane that moves on with cars.
What? A crayon?
It's like... You know those things they used to move... To put pools into the hole that they just dug? Over the house?
Oh, like one of those like...
Because remember when we were
ground
building...
Ground fuckers.
Ground fuckers.
Yeah, like they go bang, bang.
No, okay, bang. No. Those things, right? Where they take... It's like a crane. It takes the pool off the truck. It's like connected to four things. And then it takes...
A mini crane.
Like a mini crane.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay,
yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
All right? So I'm going to reread the thing. 12-year-old kid takes a telehandler on a half-hour joyride, sideswiping dozens of cars. A 12-year-old boy... Oh, this is a criminally minded boy now. 12.
Yeah. He's 12. He's 12. To jail.
A 12-year-old boy took police in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Oh, wait. No, hold on. A 12-year-old boy took... Wait, what? Okay. A 12-year-old boy took police in an Ann...
This is why you need to read more.
Yeah, this is why I need
what
to read more.
What is this?
All right. A 12-year-old boy took police... on a half-hour-long chase while driving a stolen telehandler. During the pursuit, the vehicle struck approximately 10 parked cars, the police said in a statement. The force added that its preliminary investigations show the vehicle was unlocked with the key hidden inside when it was taken. The boy was taken into custody and the criminal investigation is ongoing.
Well...
sorry,
this is why you don't leave your keys in your car, buddy.
Yeah,
that is the dumbest thing.
Our dad does that.
And then you get 8 and 12-year-olds who do that shit.
Our dad does that. He leaves the keys in the car sometimes.
Really?
Yeah. When we're going to a client's house, he literally parks on the side of the road, leaves the key in the car with all the equipment inside, and goes up to talk to the client.
Oh, actually, I got a funny story about that.
Oh.
So you guys were racing in like Adelaide, so you guys were like miles away. Right.
Miles? Thousands of miles away, mate.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Thousands of miles. You were ages
you said
away.
Miles, mate.
Well, I mean, fair enough. Okay? What?
Yeah. Okay.
Miles could mean anything. Anyways, thousands of miles away. You guys are so far. You couldn't have done anything. So I was driving like our really nice car. You remember our...
Yeah, I remember.
Our SUV.
Yeah.
And I left the keys in the car and closed the car. And went for a swim. And when I came back in the morning, so keep in mind I hadn't had my breakfast yet or anything, I went to open the car door and it was locked.
Oh, you're an idiot.
So then I went into my bag, searched everywhere, bro. Literally every. I reckon I searched my bag through like 5 times. The key was not there. So I looked inside the car and the key was literally sitting on the driver's side seat.
You're an idiot.
Bro.
How'd you lock the car?
I don't know. It just must have auto-locked or something. Because cars do that. They auto lock. So, bro, what I had to do, right, was I called up the car locksmith or whatever it was, yeah. Right? And he came, did the thing.
Oh, how much
with
did
the
it
car.
Cost?
Bro, for 15 minutes of fishing the car thing out, right, he charged me like 50 to 100 bucks or some shit.
Oh, shit.
Bro, back then, 50 to 100 bucks, that was like gold for me because I didn't have a job.
Mm.
So, holy shit. Dude.
That was like your food
that
supplies
set
me gone.
Back. That was my food supplies for the week gone, bro.
Well, when I...
And I was by myself.
When the car broke down, right?
Yeah.
It was like a not even a 5-minute drive back to home to drop me off. Guess how much it cost?
Oh, 150 or something? $125. You remember that? Oh, you don't remember. This was before you were... This was when the day you were born, I think. Or something.
Oh,
shit.
That was a wild day.
And I was a baby, right? Yeah. And my dad, right, left the key in the car, like he usually does, with me in it, right? Mm-hmm. Closed the car door and it auto-locked.
Oh, shit.
And I was stuck in the car. And you know how, like, you can suffocate because there's, like, no air? Bro, it was like...
Did you ever test that?
Well, I mean, I tested it then.
Yeah.
Bro, they were like, everyone was like all hands on deck. Yeah. They like called the locksmith. The locksmith was like racing to come, like, because there was a kid trapped in a car about to suffocate. Bro, I almost went blue like you did on that day, bro.
So we had two blue babies.
Oh,
so
yeah,
they had
shit, bro.
They almost lost two kids.
I had no idea what was going on, but air was getting a bit, you know.
So, and then apparently you were just like dangling the keys in front
of dad. Yeah, I was dangling the keys in front of dad, like chewing them and shit.
You're a fucking asshole.
Yeah. Such an asshole.
No, so have you ever tested that?
No, I haven't.
Apart from that day. I did. I did once.
You did?
So, you know when like sometimes you'd go shopping with mum and you'd be like, oh no, I'm too cool to go to the shops. So I'll just stay in the car.
Yeah.
Which looking back now is the most stupid thing ever.
What? You wouldn't just stay in the car?
No, I would.
Oh.
I'd stay in the car. Bro, yeah. Fuck going to the shops.
Yeah, that's what cool. I mean.
Yeah, but looking back now, it's so stupid. I'd rather go into the shops.
What? I just asked you. You said you'd stay in the car.
Oh, well, now that I have a phone, I'd probably just stay in the car.
Make your mind up.
No, but back then, I didn't have a phone, all right?
Oh,
so
you just...
stupid. I don't know why I was doing that.
Oh, okay.
I was probably raw-dogging it.
You were just
look through the car, you know?
And look at people, like, put their... Oh, that used to be the best.
Judge people.
People watching.
Yeah.
I love people watching.
Anyways, I tried to see... If it was just like a myth, I was trying to be a myth buster.
Yeah.
Myth buster. I was like, surely this is cap. Like, I can stay in this car and I can breathe. Like,
yeah.
Air comes through. When it's driving, I can breathe. It's fine. So I tried it and I was like, ooh, it is kind of getting airless in here. I could open it. Like,
yeah.
I wasn't stupid.
Yeah.
But I could open it. So
did you
fine.
At least check you had the keys before you closed all the doors?
No, but you can. I knew how to unlock a door.
Okay.
So it wasn't that deep.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So out of all those three, what do you think of the worst one?
The worst one is the 8-year-old, bro.
I think the 12-year-old who he struck 10 cars while moving.
With the crane.
Yeah, with the crane. The other girl just hit a letterbox.
Yeah, but she's 8. Driving like...
Yeah, but like you said, she's not criminally minded.
I don't think that's the word, but it's... Is what I would describe it. Like, it's not, she's not, she doesn't have the burden on her.
Okay. Yeah.
You know? It's the parents. But, like, still, like, I'm not saying she's the worst one. I'm saying the worst offense was probably that one because she's 8.
Yeah.
You know?
We're going to move to. World's weirdest world records.
Okay.
Now, this will kind of segue into another thing that we have been working on. Well, I kind of worked on this morning.
Yeah.
We haven't really been working on it. I'm not going to lie to you guys. All right. So, the first one is furthest throw of a washing machine.
Bro, is that even a world record?
Yeah, it's a world record.
So, what's like this? Is it like, is there a standardized washing machine that you have to like get?
Well, I suppose just any type of washing machine.
Well, then it's... What if you get the lightest one you can find?
No, like a you know...
It doesn't say
500, how much it weighs.
A 500 kilo washing machine.
Just a normal washing machine.
That's actually pretty heavy for
everyday household washing machine.
100 kilo washing machine.
You know, just like... Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
John Espenkroner threw a washing machine a distance of 4.45 meters... 14 feet, 17 inches.
This is taking shot put to a whole new level.
That's about as long as a giraffe.
Yeah. This is like...
That's like
my shot put record.
Bro was playing shot put in primary school and was like, this is kind of easy. Like,
yeah, let's get a washing machine, bro.
This is easy.
Chat, what should I throw next?
He did the hammer throw and he was like, it's still kind of easy. I'm breaking all the records, so... And then he was, like, in his living room, and he was like, what can I do? Started walking around the house, and he was like,
The washing machine.
The washing machine.
Might need a bit of fixing after, but, you know.
I'll throw it.
Yeah, I'll throw
That's
it.
An expensive hobby.
Were there wet clothes in the washing machine?
Oh, that could...
That could have severely impacted
that could severely impacted
it. Because, bro, I can't even lift a basket of wet clothes.
Well,
shit's
talking
heavy.
About doing the laundry, I haven't done mine in 3 weeks.
Bro, I haven't done mine in 3 weeks either.
I've been a lazy fuck. I can't be arsed.
It's not even like it's hard.
I used
like,
to pay our sister to do it, but she doesn't do it anymore.
Yeah, like it's not a hard thing to do. It's just like you'd never like really find the time to do it.
No, I have time.
Oh, I've got plenty of time, but I'm just saying you never really, you look for the time and you got it, but like, it's kind of hard to find, you know?
Yeah, I agree with
you. It's kind of hard to like look for it, find it and apply all at once. Mm-hmm. You know, you look for it and you're like, you find it and you're like, oh, fuck this.
Yeah, I can't be asked.
Yeah, it can't be fucked, you know?
And the last time I did it, I only half did it.
Yeah. You do like the half jobs and you're like, oh, this will do.
Mm-hmm.
The laundry basket's half full. Save it for next time. Next minute, three weeks later, you've got a double filled laundry basket. You're using underwear that you haven't used
in like 4 years, and you do kind like of the triangle ones.
Yeah, and you do like you do like the what's it called? Like you shake the laundry basket for everything to go in. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Tallest stack of hats worn at once. Now this guy is an avid world record breaker, and his name is Anthony Kelly. He proved...
Why haven't I heard of any of these people?
I don't know.
Yeah, all right. Keep going.
By wearing 107.5... By wearing a 107.5 centimeter tall, 3 feet, 6 inches stack of them. Anthony has a... So he wore 175... Wait, how many hats... It doesn't say how many hats he wore.
But he says how big his...
Yeah, 107.5 centimeters. 3 feet, 6 inches. So you're telling me... The guy who threw the washing machine threw his washing machine further away than the guy who stacked hats on his head.
I feel like I could break that world record.
Do you reckon you could?
The hats. Yeah.
I should try it. I don't think we have that many hats.
We don't have that many hats. I think it all comes down to how many hats you own.
Yeah.
Because I think I could break that record.
I think I could break that world record too.
Do you reckon it'd get heavy? Well, you know
what, Killian? Anthony has a wide range of records under his belt. He likes breaking world records.
Just under his belt?
So, yeah, well, maybe he has that world record secured too.
Yeah.
So, another world record he has is he's caught 11 tennis balls in a row blindfolded. That's pretty impressive, to be honest.
Well...
Is it?
I mean...
I feel like if you stand still and you just like...
If you stand still...
Yeah.
And you get your partner to throw it at your head every time, and you're holding... Shit like this. Oh, I feel like it'd get hard. I'd be so scared, bro. Because, bro, I can't even catch a tennis ball with my hand in
eyes.
Bro,
I don't think if I throw a tennis ball at you right now and you'd be like this, I don't think you'd catch it.
I honestly don't think you'd catch it. Nah, fair enough. I don't think I'd break that.
You know
that.
What, Anthony Kelly? You've got the Making Waves tick of approval, and you will be, if you submit one of your Making Waves podcast world records.
I don't think Anthony Kelly has the time for the Making Waves podcast records.
No, he will.
But we can find other people.
Who wants to submit their first world record?
Well, we'll find people to submit. Well,
I've started one, and it'll be later. And we'll talk about it.
Oh, you're gonna try and break a world record?
No, I've already tried. I couldn't break it.
Oh,
I got close.
A Guinness
this morning. Oh no, it's not Guinness. It's just on a website I found.
Oh,
so I tried to break. Oh, I tried to break that.
Yeah.
All right. The next one is most candy canes in a beard.
Oh, like to stash the candy canes in the beard.
So he probably had a sugar freak mum who was afraid of sugar.
Yeah.
And he loved candy canes, but he wasn't allowed candy canes at home.
So the moment he grew the beard, he's like, perfect hiding spot.
I'm going to hide these.
This is the goat.
I wonder what else he hides in there, to be honest.
Oh, yeah.
I'll keep an eye on
it. Bro's probably got a whole inventory in there.
Yeah.
Bro, he's probably Steve from Minecraft. Stop playing.
I'm playing with the... Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so Joel Strasser, a serial record breaker. We've got a bunch of serial record breakers here, who's known for gaining his record titles by decorating his beard with various objects. His latest record is for the most candy canes in a beard, where he achieved the outstanding total of 187 candy canes stashed in his beard.
How big's his beard?
Oh, it was pretty long.
Was it long?
Yeah, it was long.
Did you see a photo?
It was thick.
Oh...
187. If I had a beard, I reckon I could do that. Because decorating a Christmas tree, right? Think about that. Like, it's pretty much Christmas
tree. Can we just establish something?
Yeah.
Once your beard gets past a certain point,
mm-hmm.
I reckon past your chin, it's ugly. I've never seen past a good chin, looking beard on a man that's long.
Mm-hmm.
A long beard. What, Santa?
Yeah, Santa's pretty good.
What's another good long
Ned
beard?
Ned Kelly.
Like, I'm not saying it's like it's not ugly, but it's like not good looking.
It's not good looking though.
Like, you could look a lot better, right? I feel like the best, if you wanted a beard for a man, the best is stubble.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, just shave like with a one here, right? I'll cream.
I think the best beard is the one where it's like kind of long. No, it's not long, but it's like you still keep like, you know, your face structure. It doesn't like sag a bit. It's just like if you have black hair, it's just black, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what one. I mean. Like,
oh, okay.
Long enough to see it.
Long enough to see it. Short enough.
Short enough to not get rid of your face structure.
Short enough so then you don't get put on the registry.
But then again, maybe you need that beard because you don't have a chin or something. You're trying to hide.
Wouldn't
something.
A beard just be so inconvenient?
Yeah, it would be.
Like, I already can't be asked to look after my hair. I can't be asked to look after.
And
my
I'm
hair.
Also like, if I'm a woman.
And first of all, how do you grow a beard?
Would I want to make out with that?
Nah, I'd be scared.
I'd be scared.
I mean, some people like it.
Like, unless you're Santa Claus, who else is going to want to sit on someone else's lap?
Could you grow a beard right now if you tried?
No. Bro, I'd just get like a little goatee if I tried.
I couldn't even grow a goatee yet.
You couldn't?
I'm a kid.
Yeah, well, I can grow like... I can. Yeah, I reckon I could grow a handlebar.
Yeah.
Should I grow a handlebar?
What's a handlebar?
Or not even a handlebar. Should
oh,
I grow
you cut
like
it yesterday, didn't
the,
you?
The Mexican... I call it the Mexican beard.
It's clapped.
Like this.
It only looks good if you're Mexican.
Oh. Well, I could try and be a Latino.
Nah.
I'm learning Spanish.
All right, so today, Killian, while you were at work, I attempted to break a world record.
You did?
I did.
What was it?
It was the most times you can throw a tennis ball at the wall for in a minute. Now, the world record is 96.
Bro, that's not even that good.
And I looked and I was like, I think I could break that.
How far do you have to stand from the wall, though?
5 steps.
5 steps?
Yeah. Like 5 foot, sorry. So 5 feet. 5 feet long.
Oh, 5 feet.
No, like five times the size of my foot.
Well, what if you've got really small feet?
I don't know. So probably like 4 feet?
Yeah. Well...
And I did...
How many did you get?
I'm going to be honest, I kind of cheated. I didn't really throw. I was like... You know, I was smacking it against the wall.
Yeah.
I mean, that kind of counts.
That's a throw.
Yeah, it's a throw. And I got 62.
That's not close.
That's kind of close.
What's the record? 97.
96.
96. That's not
and
close.
And after this, we're going to do you.
That's not close.
We're going to see how much
you got.
You
got 2/3 of the way there.
Yeah, well, I don't think you could.
That's
do that.
Like saying, right?
I honestly don't think you could get over 40. You.
Oh, yeah, same. 100%.
And it was hard because I had the dog with me and he was trying to chase the
you
ball.
You know what, though?
What?
That's not close. Because, okay, think about this in your swimming terms, right? Okay? A 53. 50 freestyle. The world record is what? 21?
Yeah, something like that.
Let's just say 20 to make it easier.
Yeah.
Okay?
20 to round it up.
You'd have to swim a 27 to get 2/3 of the way there. No. Yes, 27 pretty much.
That's why I'm in insurance. Maybe I'd get close in the 10-minute one.
The 10-minute one? What's the 10-minute one?
I don't know.
Oh, is there not a 10-minute one?
Oh, I didn't check.
Maybe you should do a 10-minute one.
Bro, I was kind of dead. I was kind of dead after the minute one. It's kind of hard.
Oh, is it hard?
Like, you got to concentrate.
I mean, yeah.
And I feel like you wouldn't be able to be
there. Oh, no. I mean, I can concentrate, but not on that.
No. Yeah.
I don't have that type of concentration.
You're clumsy as well.
I'm clumsy as fuck. I reckon I could get, like, maybe, like, 15.
Your hands are also kind of fucked.
Yeah.
And, like, you're just not built for that.
I am not built for that. I will 100% agree.
To be honest, like, your eyes probably be too slow for that because you need glasses.
Yeah. You know what I think?
And, though? Like, to be honest, I don't think...
Bro, shut up! Dude! Are you going to keep going?
Yes.
Okay.
I wanted to see how much it would take.
What's a world record
pissed?
I could beat, though? Like, I could beat, like, the amount of times...
Shittest haircut?
What? Shittest haircut, yeah. Bro. I reckon you'll break that quite easily. You keep asking me for a haircut. I'm not going to give it to you if you keep...
No, I need one, bro.
...insulting my haircut.
I actually do need a haircut, to be honest.
You know what's funny?
What?
In the light, your hair looks like it's like side-swept.
Side-swept?
Because, right, you got a piece of hair going that way, and yeah. then the others are like standing up straight.
Yeah.
And the hair color is different in the middle of your head, so it looks like you've got like a side-swept.
Wait, what do you mean?
It's fine. I tell you something, and then now you're like, oh.
Wait, what do you mean? I don't know what you mean.
You got a piece of blonde hair here, right? And it goes the other direction, so it looks like you've got a side sweep going, kind of.
I feel uncomfortable now.
Why?
I don't like my hair anymore.
Dude, you've never liked your hair. What do you mean?
All right. Yeah, I've always had a problem with my hair.
Yeah, you always have a problem when someone tells you what the problem is.
How many do you reckon you could do?
Of what? The tennis ball throws? The
tennis balls.
15.
No, you could do more.
20.
Bro, you're hitting it like a tennis racket.
Yeah, but I can't... Bro, I hit it and it'll go that way. All that way.
That's true, because the wall also wasn't like dead flat. It had like... It was like bricks, so it'd like bounce off another way.
Well, there's your mistake, bro.
Yeah,
you could have gotten a bit closer.
I reckon I get pretty close.
I thought you did against a white wall or some shit.
Nah. Oh, I probably could have done that, actually.
Yeah, you could have.
I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
We're moving on to a segment called Fact or Cap.
Fact or Cap?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Now I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions and I'm going to see if I can beat you, because I like winning in this podcast.
Okay.
All right. Fact or Cap? A is the most common letter used in the English language.
It's a vowel, so it would have to be one of the vowels.
Yep.
Either E or A. I'm going to say E or A. I'm going to say.
Yeah.
It's A.
Yeah, well, you're fucking wrong.
Oh.
It's E. E is the most common letter and it appears in 11% of all English words, according to Oxford dictionaries.
So, I was pretty close.
You're pretty close. You're 50% of the way there.
Yeah.
So, technically speaking, if you were doing a 50 and you were trying to break the world record, you'd get 30.
Yeah, pretty much.
So you're not really that close, are you?
No, I'd get 40. Yeah, 40.
Oh, 40, yeah. No, because that's 100. You're doubling.
There's 100,
that.
Yeah, 30.
Yeah, 30.
Yeah.
Or if we were to speak in 10Ks, you'd only have done 5Ks while the other people had done.
Yeah.
So you're not that close, lad.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's pretty, yeah.
So technically, you're pretty shit at this game.
Bro, just get on with it, mate.
All right.
The you talk some shit.
The first sport that was ever played on the moon was soccer. Piss me off, it's football. True or false?
It's true.
No, it's actually false. I'll give you a bonus point. I'll give you the point if you can guess what sport. I don't think you'll guess.
What, running?
No.
Walking?
Golf was the first sport played on the moon.
Golf.
Can you imagine?
They didn't even go to the moon.
Can you imagine, like, you're Neil Armstrong and you're like... They don't know that you're Neil Armstrong. And they're like, oh, yeah, I went to go play golf the other day down at the local...
The local nine-hole...
Yeah, nine-hole...
Two-par golf course on the moon.
No, no, not on the moon. And then he's like, oh, yeah. You know where I played once? I played on the moon.
Yeah.
And you know what? The ball actually hasn't touched the ground yet.
It's actually going to touch the ground and it's going to hit your head soon.
It might actually be the reason why Earth will blow up. Actually, that's so stupid. Why would they play golf on the moon?
Yeah, that is pretty stupid. Because the ball wouldn't... Bro, what the fuck?
That's so stupid. I didn't even think about that. Like, imagine, right? You hit the golf ball and it lands on Earth. Could you imagine the destruction?
Well, imagine the carnage, right? You're hitting the ball as fast as you can with a driver, right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it go into orbit and like start like sizzling up and like getting real hot, and then all of a sudden it like becomes a comet and hits the Earth and blows it up?
Yeah.
Bro, that's so dumb.
That's so stupid.
I don't know how physics works.
Okay, myth busted. They didn't land on the moon.
They didn't land on the moon. They just played it at the local two-par.
We've busted.
Yeah.
We've busted one out.
Yeah.
We've done... We've
busted all over Neil Armstrong. And yeah, myth busted.
All right, so you didn't get that, so you're still on zero, bro. The last letter to be added to the English alphabet is Z. Fact or cap?
Cap.
Cap? So what letter is it? I don't think you'll
there
get
there wasn't
this.
A letter.
No, there was. What do you mean there wasn't a letter?
There wasn't.
Bro, try to outsmart me just then.
There wasn't a letter that was added last.
No, it was J.
Ah, well, I still got it right.
No.
Yes. You asked... The fact was, the last letter that was added was Z.
Oh, yeah, you still got it right.
Yeah, I still got it right.
But it's bonus points. It's bonus points.
Oh, so I could have gotten two.
Because this one doesn't have bonus points. It's just right or wrong.
Okay.
Cows produce more milk while listening to classical music. Fact or cap?
Fact.
Fact?
They do.
They do. You're right.
I heard it somewhere. Actually, I think I heard that in science or some shit.
You know, that actually makes sense.
Well, I mean,
they'd be relaxed.
Aren't you more productive when you're listening to music?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. This is what I want to do, right? I'm going to try training in the pool with music.
Yeah. Dude, imagine hitting the beats.
Monday morning, right? You're fucked. You don't want to train. Like, Monday, you don't want to train. But you got music.
Like when you watch Creed, right? Yeah. And they do a training montage.
Yeah.
Or Rocky.
Yeah.
They've always got music on that training montage. Mm-hmm. Put Eye of the Tiger on while you're training, bro.
Can we ask if we during the main set we can wear music?
Oh, that'd be mad. I'm pretty sure you can get like...
No, you can get the vibrating ones.
Vibrating...
The vibrating
headphones
music
that don't... That, if you're that are waterproof.
Yeah, I want to get them.
They're like $500, I think.
No, I'm pretty sure like 200 or 100. Still.
Yeah,
I'd honestly, if we were allowed, I'd probably get them.
Yeah, same. But no, actually no, because in a race you're not wearing them.
Yeah, right. But you wouldn't be wearing them all the time.
But
you'd just be wearing them like, just like on a Monday morning when you're fucked.
Oh, imagine how good it'd be if you're working out with music on. Like I'm when I'm at the gym, right? I listen to music and my workout is 10 times better.
Yeah.
I feel so depressed when I'm not listening to music during a workout.
Yeah.
Like in the gym. Imagine doing
bench press
without
music.
Like
the gym music.
So imagine swimming without music. That's what we've been doing this whole time. Imagine listening to music.
Imagine how good
it's a game changer.
Or if you did like a time trial, right? You put music on.
Holy shit.
I'm going to ask.
Or you get like virtual coaching and it tells you like
Or yeah, you can put the coach in your ears.
Yeah. Damn. Actually, I probably wouldn't want
that.
Yeah. In my ears.
It's probably enough when
probably
I touch
yelling
your...
at me like, fuck, you're doing so shit.
All right, fact or cap, scallops don't have eyes. What's a scallop?
Scallop. That's
fish?
That's in the shells.
Oh, it's a shell. Okay.
I think. Scallops don't have eyes. That's it. That's cap.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Well, I gave you the answer already. Yeah, that's true. How many do they have?
Well, is this a bonus question?
Yeah, it's a bonus question.
They've got one.
No, they've got 100.
100?
Mm-hmm.
100 eyes?
100 eyes.
Bro, just use them as security.
That's what I need at night.
Dude, chuck them on your front door. You're sorted, bro.
Yeah, bro.
They'll tell you where the criminals went.
Imagine if humans had 100 eyes.
Bro, where would you stash all those eyes? So you're telling me when we eat scallops, we're pretty much just eating just
they're seeing their death like all around.
Holy shit. Dude, they see everywhere.
They're the Illuminati, bro. How much energy would it use to just close your eyes and open them again?
What?
Because you imagine how much energy you'd use closing and opening your eyes up again. Like, two, you're not using that much energy.
Well, it just feels like one eye. Yeah, do your eyes feel like one eye? Like, all the time?
Yeah, until you block it and you're like, oh, shit.
Until you block it and you realize you've got one. But, like, right now, right? I just see a massive circle.
Yeah, I just
in my
see a massive
right.
circle. Yeah, I don't see.
Well,
the
not
back.
Even a circle. You know, like that gradient you see. Like, oh wait,
wait, so
wait.
You know what I've just realized?
Here,
when do you stop seeing? You know, like when
wait.
Do you stop seeing?
I stop seeing here.
Yeah, here.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't notice that I don't stop seeing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you don't notice it. It's like...
That's so weird. Now I can see blur. Oh, I need to close my eyes for a bit.
Yeah.
And then
like, I'm talking about that gradient, right? When you
Oh, I can't. Oh, I can't. Yeah, I can't. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dude, I can't. My eyes are fucked. They're actually fucked.
You good?
Bro.
Just close your eyes and keep talking.
That's done something.
What do you mean it's done something?
My eyes are cooked, lad.
Why?
Because all I see now is like here and the rest is like blurry and it's tripping me out.
Bro, what the fuck? Just look at me.
Bro. Okay, just look at me. We're going to have to make eye contact.
Yeah, just look at me. Yeah.
No, I don't like that. I'm going to close my eyes. Okay, yeah, and you know what? Oh, no! I saw it. Your nose.
Oh! No!
Now I can only see the sides of my nose. Oh, shit. And you know you can see your eyebrows too if you look up.
Oh, yeah, you can! What the fuck? Does that hurt your eyes to do that?
No, I'm hurting right now. I'm like seeing blurry. I can see my nose. I can see my eyebrows. Oh my god.
Now you just realize you've got two eyes and you've located them on your face.
Holy shit. Dude, we've like... That's actually fucked me up. I'm not even exaggerating for the podcast. Okay, I'm going to read it like this because... Oh, shit.
You don't want to see a peripheral.
Yeah. Oh, bro. Okay. All right. Bananas are curved because they grow upwards towards the sun. Fact or cap?
Fact.
You're actually wrong.
Oh.
I'm not even going to pretend to know what this means, right? It was just on a website, okay? I just copied and pasted it. Negative. Geotropism refers to the mechanism... through which the fruit develops upwards to penetrate the canopy.
To penetrate, you reckon?
So pretty much what it's
bananas
saying is...
Bananas penetrate.
But not at some point, the banana's going to come through the skin.
Yeah.
To penetrate.
I don't even know what geotropism means.
Hmm? Geotropism.
Geotropism.
Refers to the mechanism.
Oh, geotropical... Geotropism.
I'm not even going to lie. I'm severely uncomfortable right now.
Yeah, just keep going.
My eyes.
Just forget about it.
Okay, I'm trying. Yeah. Okay, another term for nieces and nephews would be nibblings. Fact or cap? This isn't a bonus question as well. This doesn't have a bonus question. It's either fact or cap.
Cap.
Cap?
There's no way I've ever called my nieces nibblings.
Yeah, you're right. It's cap.
Yeah, it's cap. Nibblings.
Hello, my little nibbling.
Bro, don't ever call your niece your nibbling.
I haven't talked to my I don't have a niece.
No, you don't. You don't have a niece.
Oh, yeah, no.
You're not a granddad.
Yeah, no.
Bro, nibbling. Yeah. So, imagine an old guy calling you, hello, little nibbling.
Oh! Your uncle.
Dude, your uncle calls you nibbling.
It's already creepy enough calling someone your uncle, to be
honest. Dude, imagine that. Like, nibbling for me means something completely different, and I don't want to be called their little nibbling.
Imagine if your uncle came up to you and was like, hey, nibbling.
Hey, nibbling. What are you doing later?
So, uncle is, your...
No, your uncle... All right, if you're a girl, right?
Yeah.
Your uncle is the person who's calling you their niece, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. And your...
If you're a boy,
it's calling you a nephew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bro, this is like...
This is weird.
Mind-boggling shit.
Yeah.
My nibbling. Lobsters can taste with their feet. Oh, fucking hell. Lobsters can taste with their feet. Fact or cap?
Lobsters can taste with their feet. I've got no clue. Cap.
Imagine like a lobster giving a foot job.
And he's like, oh,
that tastes so good.
Oh, my God. Keep doing that. Keep doing that nibbling.
Oh, my God, bro. I just cringed. Yeah, so they're tiny bristles on their pincers?
Yeah.
Are the equivalent of a human taste buds.
Oh, so it is true.
It's true.
Okay, I said it was cap.
Oh. Well, I could have given you the bonus question. Dang it. Bro, imagine tasting with your feet.
Like, imagine, like, eating with your feet. just being like, yeah, okay,
so you, some of that. You're telling me that if you sweat, you taste it each time.
Ugh.
Or everywhere you walk. Like you.
Oh,
walk,
imagine
walking into a change room. Imagine walking in shit.
No, imagine, right, you spent the whole day walking in your shoes and all you get that shoe smell.
Mm-hmm. You get that shoe smell in your mouth. Or you walk in the change room, you got your bare foot and you taste it.
Bruh.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, that is disgusting.
Like, your feet have been to the most fucked places, I've just realized.
Fuck, dude, your feet are disgusting.
Your feet are disgusting.
Why do you even sleep in your bed with your feet? Well, you walk on so much shit during the day.
Yeah.
Well, imagine not cleaning them ever, what they would look like.
Well, have you...
do you reckon they'd stain?
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
In the shower. Do you clean anything lower than your anything lower than your hips?
Yeah, my dick.
Yeah, apart from your dick.
My ass.
Apart from your ass.
My front legs, like this.
All right, do you clean your feet in the shower?
I don't clean my feet in the shower, no.
I don't think I've ever scrubbed the bottom of my
feet. Oh, I have actually, but I stopped doing it because I slipped and fell on my ass.
I used to
grab the soap bar and scrub the bottoms of my feet, yeah. And then I'd stand up and I'd go bottom up.
Well, have you fell in the shower before?
Always.
Oh, bro. Can I? Oh,
I remember this.
I remember.
Let's talk about this. Let's talk about this.
In the bathtub. Yeah. Okay.
You gotta dramatize. You gotta make it sound good, you know?
Okay, I'm going to be a good storyteller.
Good story.
So when I was a kid. Wait, you were in the bathtub with me.
Yeah, I was with you.
Okay, we were like four, okay, yeah. I think.
We were four.
And we used to have like a Noah's Ark ship.
Yeah.
Like Playmobil, I think that's what we call it.
Yeah, Playmobil, yeah.
I think it's only in Europe.
No, they have it here.
They have it here. Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't think it's as common here.
It's not very common.
It's not as common here, but they have it.
It's pretty
and
much
we
Lego's
had like a
rival.
Noah's Ark ship, yeah. Right? And we had another ship as well. And you used to have the other ship, and I used to have the Noah's Ark.
Yeah.
And we used to play with them together and
do like sea
we used to
battles.
Play together and,
in the bathtub. In the bathtub. That used to be sick because
bubbles.
The water,
there was a bubbly
bubbles,
water, bubbly
yeah.
water as well. And the ship had sunk, so it did a Titanic on us.
Yeah.
And in this instant, the top of it fell off.
Yeah.
And was facing upwards, so there was like four like prongs. Leg things. Four
yeah,
prong,
like
four
pillars
leg things
sticking up because it like
because
you could get the roof
you could
off.
Get the roof off. And to, like, would, simulate yeah. what happened to Noah's Ark, I think.
Yeah, well, it's just, like, you could get the roof off
yeah,
to
roof
examine
off
the rest
storage
of the
and
shit.
Yeah. So, the roof fell off, and it was facing upwards in the bath. And what I did was, I sat down.
Well, you stood up first.
I stood up first to get something. I don't know what it was. I must have... Yeah, I don't know. I stood up, and it was a bubble bath, so I didn't see the floor. And I just, like, sat down super quick. And I let's just say I experienced my first gay experience. First and last.
One of the pillars went up your
One
ass.
One of the pillars went up my ass. No, the pillars literally took each corner and grazed my asshole. My ass.
Yeah.
And I had like four scratches, like big scratches on the side of my cheeks.
Yeah, because your butt fit
perfectly
inside the
and
Noah's Ark.
Didn't I have to remove it from my ass?
Oh, I can't remember, but I'm pretty sure you walked out with the Noah's Ark on your ass.
Yeah, and I remember I had to wear like diapers, and I had just stopped wearing diapers.
So this was
so
like,
I must have been young.
Very demeaning.
Yeah, and I like stopped wearing diapers because I was a big boy.
Yeah.
And then I had to wear them again because I was bleeding from my asshole.
Yeah, that's not very, yeah. Yeah.
As a kid.
Yeah.
Let's just say we never played with the.
Let's just say the doctor was questioning
what happened.
What happened?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. The last one is fact or cap. The Statue of Liberty was originally a copper color.
It's green now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's green.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because copper turns green after a certain
oxidization.
Amount. You know how I know that? Minecraft!
Minecraft! Bro, you know what? I've never fully understood Minecraft. Like, I've never been good at it. Like, you know those people who are just cracked?
Yeah.
I've never been good at
I've never been good at Minecraft.
I've never been able to, like,
also,
click.
Like, I don't want to be good at Minecraft. I don't want to be good at Minecraft. Because you look at the people who are good at Minecraft, and generally, they're not like us.
They're not like us. No, but, like, seriously, I was shit.
Yeah.
Like, it'd take me, like... If I was to do a Minecraft world, it'd probably take me 2 weeks to find diamond. Some people would take them like an hour.
Yeah. But have you ever like watched Hermitcraft?
No.
They're cracked.
I used to want to, you know, those Scholastic, I think it was called. They used to come to your school once a year.
Yeah.
And they'd set up shop. That was like the best time of the year. I loved that time.
They used to sell books on like how to craft the best Minecraft.
No, but they used to sell any books. And then you used to have like a book parade at school.
Yeah.
And they used to come to your school like once a year. And it was like the best time. I loved school.
I've never been more excited about the library and the book parade.
To be honest, I wasn't even excited about that. I was excited about the stuff they sold on the side, like the rubbers, the pencils, the toys.
I always went for the books with the toys inside.
Yeah.
Like the Lego books with the minifigure.
And I said this because they used to sell the Minecraft books. You know the Minecraft books?
Yeah.
The ones where they could teach you how to build.
Do bedrock shit.
Yeah, how to do bedrock.
Not bedrock shit. What's it called? Redstone shit. Yeah.
Well,
thanks guys.
That's the end of the episode, and I think we may have gone over the hour.
Yeah, we have gone over the hour. So thanks
that's
guys.
That's the longest episode ever.
For tuning into the potty, we very much appreciate you. Yep. Thank you for listening. And this was a very interesting chat.
Yours.
It was. I wasn't feeling it at the start. I had a bit of a headache.
Yeah,
we went
very off script.
We went off script. We really enjoyed ourselves.
We were off script for the first 20 minutes, did you know that?
Yeah, I knew that. Yeah. All right, guys.
All right,
thank
you.
See you. Bye. Later.